A federal judge found the Indiana Department of Homeland Security likely discriminated against people with disabilities. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports the complaint alleges the IDHS has been applying zoning laws in a way that discriminates against a Southwest Indiana recovery home.
Next Step Recovery Home is a single-family home where people with substance use disorders live together like a family would to facilitate the recovery process. IDHS classified it as a Class 1 structure, which comes with heightened safety requirements. The agency said the home would either have to make changes that could cost about $100,000 or only house two people at a time. Ken Falk with the ACLU of Indiana says the only difference in the use of the home from a typical family is that it would be occupied by people with disabilities.
If Next Step sold this home tomorrow to Mr. and Mrs. Smith and their four children, that the state wouldn't be involved. That would be into it.
The judge granted a preliminary injunction that allows Next Step to open the home to more than just two residents and establishes the case is likely to succeed. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
Falk says this is a growing problem across the state. The ACLU of Indiana won a similar case in 2019, but he says it's currently involved in six lawsuits where it alleges the state discriminated against these recovery and group homes.